Blog Talk Radio.
Born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long, me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said, you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Chris Chadwick in the house. It's time to let the smoke roll tonight. It's in time for another episode of Let's Talk Smoke. We are ready to talk a little barbecue. As always, what a pleasure it is to be here. We want to thank everybody for listening in, calling in, tuning in, week in, week out. For 2 years now, we have been talking barbecue, letting the smoke roll, and it's just what it's all about. We have a great time doing it. And I tell you what, it's just amazing where we go, where we've been, and where we're going in barbecue. It's crazy, guys. I tell you, just an awesome ride here. It's a great adventure, and I encourage everybody that has ever been thinking about getting on the barbecue journey to get on that train and roll, because it's definitely a ride. We love to cook barbecue, we love to talk barbecue, and best of all, we love to eat barbecue. Give me a big old hell yeah, barbecue superstars, hell yeah on that. That's right, that's what I'm talking about. You know, I tell you, without barbecue superstars, we would not be able to do this show. This show is brought to you by BarbecueSuperstars.com. Mr. Daryl Mass, BSPN, It's basically the Food Network of Barbecue, barbecuesuperstars.com. Got to give Big D a big shout out. He is one of the hardest working, if not the hardest working, men in barbecue media. He is on the road 24/7. He's talking barbecue. He is letting the smoke roll everywhere, every state. He is rolling. He is coming to you, bringing you all the excitement, giving you barbecue coverage. I tell you what, guys, you know, we got to get on board. We got to start supporting everybody, all our barbecue teams, our barbecue products, our sponsors, all our shows, because, you know, without y'all and without your support, there's no need doing a show. We are here to promote you. We are here to promote barbecue. That's bottom line. That's what we're doing. That's what I do. I tell you, I never would have thought in a million years that I would be doing this, done what I have done, and planning on doing what I'm going to do. It's amazing, and it is just, it's an awesome blessing, and I'm just thankful to be around here where I can do it. I appreciate everybody that gives me all the kind words, gives me all the encouragement, the moral support for Chris Chadwick, Hall County Cookers, right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com, Blog Talk Radio. We have met a world of wonderful, wonderful people, and it just keeps getting better and better. It is an awesome experience. I greatly appreciate it, and I am on board to support you, your team, your product, your logo. And just call in. It's real simple. Simple to do. I don't know how many times I say the show is all about you and the Q. That's what it's all about. It's about you and the Q. Call in 347-202-0263. That is the same barbecue number for 2 years with me and longer. That is the same number to all these great shows every week across the nation. We are talking barbecue. We have got show hosts out there putting it on the line every week, talking barbecue, supporting you and your team. So, guys, all I'm asking you to do is call in, talk a little Q, and we'll have a great time. I guarantee once I have a caller call in, they're calling from now on out, because that's what it's all about. We have a great time. Very, very, very informal right here. We talk barbecue, and we're real people, and we have a great time. We have talked to many greats. We know many greats that call in, that listen in. You never know who's listening. You never know who's listening, who's looking for a new team to sponsor. I tell you what, I've got to give a big shout-out to all my sponsors, because without all my sponsors, it would be rough and tough. And I tell you what, when you get a sponsor, be sure to thank them. Kick it out. Represent their product. Represent their company. Just do it right, and it'll come back to you. I guarantee it. Got to give a big shout-out to Green Mountain Grills. If you're in the market for a pellet cooker, give Green Mountain a try. Look at them. Check them out. Look them up. Read the reviews. I tell you, I can personally tell you that I love mine. I've used it time and time again. It's a killer cooker. The only thing better than one Green Mountain grill is two. And that's a fact. Very efficient. Very efficient. Great burn time. Run anywhere from 150 to 500 degrees. Set it and forget it. It will let the smoke roll. It will put out an awesome product, because I do it every time I go to a competition or every time I want to fire it up to cook on the patio, on the backyard, in the backyard, on the deck. Green Mountain Grills, I've got a Daniel Boone. Enough said. That is a cooker that will do anything for you. You can go compete with a Daniel Boone and give them all a run for the money. I guarantee it. It is a game changer, and it is a finisher. So check out greenmountaingrills.com. Get in touch with a dealer near you. If you can't find one, give me a shout. I definitely can get you hooked up. Just mention my name when you're purchasing a grill and get you a free Green Mountain Grill cover. That plain and that simple. Greenmountaingrills.com. Got to give Frontier Charcoal a big old shout-out. I'm always letting the smoke roll now with Frontier Charcoal. And I tell you what, it's got a great burn time. It puts the smoke. It puts the flavor. I've got an old-fashioned stick burner, made me a custom charcoal basket for my offset, and I'm telling you what, very efficient now with the green, with the Frontier charcoal. It's almost as efficient as the Green Mountain. I tell you what, you put a bag of charcoal in, you forget her about three and a half hours. Forget it. Let her roll. Forget it. And in my big pit, that is a blessing. I mean, it's nice. Frontier charcoal, lump charcoal, briquettes, chips, chunks, they've got it all. Go to Lowe's near you, Frontier Charcoal, and my family dollar, or my Dollar General has Frontier Charcoal now in stock at in Dollar General. So you can pick it up anywhere. Next time you see a bag, check it out, get you a bag, burn that stuff up, and you will love it. Frontier Charcoal. I tell you what, sauces and rubs, injections, are all very important in competition. And that's why I only use the best. And I have got some fantastic, fantastic sauces and rub sponsors. I'm very thankful to have them. Got to give a big shout-out to Ted Daigle. Daigle's barbecue sauce, exceptional. Exceptional flavor, great value. I mean, they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different flavored sauces plus a Cajun hot sauce. I mean, you can't go wrong with any of the flavors. Get you a bottle of all of them, try them out, see which one is your favorite, because I can't tell you which one my favorite is because I love them all. That's DaiglesBarbecueSauce.com. Check them out on Facebook, on the web. Daigles, D-A-I-G-L-E-S. Daigle's barbecue sauce. Give him a like. Check it out. Like him on Facebook. Mention my name and get 15% off a $30 order or more. Also, one of my first sponsors that I ever had and I still have, and I support him very, very. I'm very dedicated to him. He's a great guy, a dear friend. Junior Riss, Junior's Rub for Grub. If you've never tried Junior's, it's time. Try Junior's Rub for Grub. You will not be sorry. It out-seasons the competition. That is his slogan. That's his saying. And I tell you what, they're doing it across the country every week. Junior's Rub for Grub. Also, you know, you've got different tools, different things you use in competition as far as backyard, something to cook the perfect steak, especially if you're going to be cooking Brett Galloway's SCA Steak Cook-Off Association. You definitely need some of these because this just kicks it up to the next level. Mr. Brad Barrett's Grill Grates, grillgrate.com. Give them a shout-out. Check them out. Order your set today, grillgrate.com. Also, Meat Rake, nice little utensils, very inexpensive. Many, many uses, but I tell you what, it does save the hands from hot meat. Guys at meatrake.com. I'm just so thankful to have all my sponsors. I'm not going to give them all shouts out at the same time simply because I want to all give them some great time. But I have to give you talk about my newest sponsor. You know, got to give them a big shout out because I'm so proud to have them on board, the sponsor family of Chadwick, Chris Chadwick and Hall County Cookers. Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser, if you never had or used any of that, I tell you what, if you use degreaser, there's a lot of degreasers out there that you use especially on paint. I tell you what, this degreaser here has not yet hurt any of my paint, and I've heard this comment before. Meyer Mixon even told me, that he uses Mean Green on his pits because it doesn't hurt his paint. And, you know, I was proud to hear that. Matter of fact, I've been out working all day, and I used to clean my hands today. And I mean, it is gentle enough; it's not going to kill your hands, but it's strong enough to cut that old grease off of them. Mean Green Cleaner Degreaser. Check them out on Facebook, like them, and if you ever see me out at a competition, I guarantee you come by me, and you'll get you a big free sample of Mean Green Cleaner Degreaser. I'll hook you up. When we was talking pellet cookers a while ago, you know, Green Mountain has a grapefruit wood and a hardwood blend, but I'm an old hickory guy myself. I like straight. I like hickory. I like to cook with hickory. I'm from Tennessee. I'm southern, and I like a good old hickory coal, hickory smoke. And the pellets that I use are solid hickory pellets, and they are wonderful, I'm telling you. I just can't use anything any better. I've got to give Country Boy Wood Pellets a huge shout-out because I tell you what, every time I fire my Green Mountain up, Country Boy Wood Pellets is right there firing it up. So check them out on Facebook, Country Boy Wood Pellets. Order you a bag, order you a pallet. I tell you what, there's some fine pellets, get some awesome smoke. So check them out. Country Boy Wood Pellets right there on Facebook. I tell you what, I'm a big Facebook user. I'm on it every day if I can be. It's valuable, valuable information all across the board with Facebook. And I tell you what, without Facebook, I wouldn't know how to act anymore. But I tell you, very, very great social media tool, Facebook. We've got to give Tennessee Barbecue Association a big shout-out. We do have a Facebook group, Tennessee Barbecue Association. Go in there, check it out. Like it if you want. We'd be glad to add you as a honorary member. And welcome you in. You know, we keep rolling, we keep getting members. I tell you what, we've got several guys and gals in there, brothers and sisters. And it just keeps growing and growing. So check us out, Tennessee Barbecue Association. Well, this show tonight is dedicated to all the cooks that want to talk about barbecue, that go out, cook every weekend. This show is actually dedicated to the guys that don't want to talk about it. You know, there's a lot of guys out there that love to cook and are very personal, great people. They just kind of shy when it comes in to want to call in and talk a little bit about it. You know, we just keep on and on and on, and we keep promoting barbecue. That's what it's all about. We sure wish all our guys would call in, talk a little barbecue with us, because I tell you what, it's just nothing better than getting a bunch of guys together talking barbecue. We've got the chat room up. It is up and running. The show is up and going. I tell you what, I did do a lot of promos tonight simply because I have been working all day long, have not been on Facebook, have not been able to market the show like I usually do, and I apologize for that. But, you know, we've always got our dedicated listeners that call in. We've got our listeners that always archive and listen in during the week. And we appreciate all that. You know, we just keep rolling, keep letting the smoke roll. I'd love to hear what you cooked this past weekend. Where are you going this next week? I would love to hear some results. I didn't hear a lot of results this past weekend, but I have been out of pocket for several, several days, and I'm trying to get back in the swing of things and get this show on the road again. I have slacked off a little bit about promoting like I usually do, but you know, guys, this is the show all about you and the Q. 347-202-0263. Call in and give us a little, tell us a little smoke. Raise a little cane. Kick it up a notch. We'd love to hear from you tonight. We do have several things going on, so I don't know how long I'm going to be able to stay on tonight. We're going to run around as long as we can, but I wanted to call in because I do love this so much. I love doing this so much that I just cannot not do it. I mean, it's just in me. I love to do it. I have a great time doing it. And we're just going to keep rolling with it. I am trying to find something right here, guys. Some old school I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to set this up. We're going to change the format up on the show a little bit. We're going to have, we're going to work this out, changing the format up, because I'm going to start scheduling some conversations to call in. We're going to have some 15-minute segments and some 20-minute segments. And make it, change it up a little bit, change the format a little bit. We're going to cover a few different angles, but as you can hear, this is live, and I tell you, I'm searching through, trying to find something, want to get something cooked up here, and it just doesn't look like it, so we're not going to worry about that right now. We sure do enjoy doing this. It has sure changed a lot of the way, a lot of things going on in the way that I cook, just by talking to all these great cooks across the country. I tell you, we have a lot of great people that they call in. We talk barbecue from all over. They kick out different flavor profiles, different techniques, different cooking things. You know, it's crazy. Everything you hear right here. 347-202-0263 is the number to call. But we've been working on some new chicken. I do want to cover that out a little bit. I tell you what, chicken is a category that is tough, takes a lot of time to prepare, to prep, to do. There's a lot of things you can do differently to them. And it just never, it's never ending. I mean, it just keeps on and on and on. And with chicken, it is a constant battle. Some guys inject before, some guys inject after. They brine, they marinate, they rub, they butter bath, they grill, they glue skin, they scrape skin, they shave skin. Chicken is a category that we could talk about for a long time. And I've been working on my chicken, and I've got it where I can form it up really well, make them all look uniformed, regardless of the size, put the right flavor profile to them. And but it takes time. And I'm telling you, pulling veins or cutting bones or deboning or cooking them in muffin pans or doing popsicle legs, cutting the bones, cutting knuckles off. You know, there's so many ways, things you could do. And it's just amazing the things you can do with chicken. Now, as far as temps go, temperature, what temperature you want to cook them at, what temp you want to pull them at, I'd like to hear some different opinions on chicken tonight, because chicken is something that's always crazy talk about. Plus, you know, we can get into a little brisket, a little pork. It doesn't matter. We'll talk about it. We will get it going and talk a little bit about it. I've got a little more time. I'm not going to be able to stay on the whole time tonight. I'm thinking I'm going to have to get off a little early. So, guys, call in, 347-202-0263. Do not wait. Call in right now. I'm ready to talk. We'll see what we can stir up for a little while. And see what we can cover. And while I'm waiting on calls, while I'm checking and refreshing boards, my board is kind of, I think it's freezing up a little bit. Let me refresh the board real quick. While I'm doing that, I will be telling you about a few more other products that I use and do stand by, because they are some fantastic products, and they are proven winners week in, week out across the nation. And I tell you, they're all on fire right now. Sweet Smoke Q, Mr. Jim Elsner, has got a terrific product. Injection, beef injection, and barbecue sauce. Sweet Smoke Q, check them out right there on Facebook. Get in touch with Jim Elsner. He will hook you up, I guarantee it. Also, Maverick Industries, that's MaverickHousewares.com. If you're needing a new digital probe, temp probe, meter, dual lead meter for big meats and pit temperature, they have got it. They've got everything you need right there at MaverickHousewares.com. Check them out, Maverick Housewares. Also, Cook Shack, that's CookShack.com. And I tell you, anything under the sun is right there on Cook Shack, from restaurant supplies, sauces, rubs, spices, knives. It doesn't matter. Cook Shack has it. They've got you covered. I've got to give a big old shout-out to Best One Tire of Jackson. That's one of my new sponsors. Tell you what, if you're local looking for tire deals, check out Best One Tire of Jackson. They will hook you up. Go down there and talk to Adam or Willie, and they will fix you up, guaranteed. Best One Tire right there in Jackson, Tennessee. Just so honored to have all these fantastic, phenomenal products to use, taste, to eat. I'm telling you, Tall Texan Barbecue, talltexanbarbecue.com. Philip has a fantastic line of sauce injections, beef injection, pork injection, brisket rub, chicken rub, several different rubs in his line. He has got some phenomenal flavors. And if you just get in touch with Tall Texan Barbecue, Philip Lujan, he will hook you up, I guarantee it. I tell you what, he's on the money now. Very, very, very good quality rubs, injections. Philip has it all. All my sponsors, all these guys have got some great products. They've got some great flavors. It really depends on where you're at, what you're shooting at, what kind of flavor profiles. I mean, they've all got some fantastic flavors. It's just, whereas one area might be saturated with one flavor, that's where another flavor comes into play. That's what it's all about, having an open mind, a fresh palate to taste all these new flavors. Because without these new flavors, guys, it would, you know, I mean, thank all these guys that's coming out with these new flavors, because that keeps this competition new and exciting. So give Philip a call. Give Junior Reyes a call. Give Bill Arnold a call. Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. Jim Elsner a call. I mean, all these guys have got some fantastic. Ted Daigle, they've all got some fantastic products. All you've got to do is look them up right there on Facebook. Check out their website. They will hook you up in no time, and you will be on top of your game. Especially, you will be bringing. It's just amazing. It's just amazing, all these phenomenal products, flavor profiles all over the area. I went to Memphis in May 2 weeks ago. Wow, what can I say about Memphis in May? If you've never been to Memphis in May, it's time to go. It is the International Barbecue Festival. You have got teams from all over the country right there cooking, letting the smoke roll. I'm telling you, cooking whole hog, cooking ribs, cooking shoulders, cooking chicken. It's crazy. I mean, it's smoke is rolling, food is flying. I'm telling you, it's just a place to go, to be, to experience. If you're in a barbecue field and you love barbecue, Tennessee especially, Memphis in May, the Jack Daniels, they're not that far apart. You've got to hit them both. You've got to check them out because they have it going on. I tell you what, I'm going to refresh this board one more time. It is not acting properly tonight with me, naturally, but this is live radio, so hey, whatever. We'll make it work. We're going to kick it up. I want to get a little tune going here. Let's see what I can come up with. I don't know if we're going to go old school, old school, or what. I'm going to try to find a something to play while we refresh this board, reboot this computer, whatever I need to do. We're going to rock it out because I've had some callers call in. I can't get them queued in, guys. Y'all just bear with me a few minutes. And let's see what we can do. Tell you what, Hall County's about to let the smoke roll again. We've had a few, couple weeks down. We've been doing some cooking, but we hadn't got to do the competing like we wanted to. We've, you know, when you've got family and when you've got other obligations, it's hard to go compete every week, week in, week out, like we always try to do. There are some great guys out there that do get to cook all the time. You know, they're rocking it out. It's great that they're getting to do all that. And I do admire them for it because I know what kind of work it is. You know what kind of work it is when you're cooking. It's just a lot of work. It's fun, but it's a lot of work, and it's hard, and especially the hotter it gets, the harder it is. And when you're not fortunate enough to have a rig, you know, we like to do the lightweight, and it's actually it's good, but it's a lot of work. The pop-ups, the coolers. Telling you, it's a lot of work. It don't matter who you are, what you're doing. If you go by yourself, set up where you can cook by yourself, or you're cooking with a team. You know, I got to give a big shout out to all my team. These guys are great. They love to. They love to cook also. They love to eat. They love to drink a little beer. They just like to have a good time. Let's see what we got here, guys. We're going to try. We're going to try to get this train rolling. We are going to try to get this train rolling. A little train.
Where? drowned, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. I'll break 1,000 more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad to the bone. Woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
Telling you that bad to the bone, that'll get you fired up, guys. It will get me fired up too. 347-202-0263. An hour has already went by. We have an hour left. If we can make it through, I don't know. We're going to try to make this board work. I apologize, callers. I still can't get you queued in. I am going to refresh and hit it one more time. See if we can make this bad boy happen. You know, we always some people say, what do you talk about for 2 hours? Sometimes it's hard to talk 2 hours, and other times it's easy to talk 2 hours. We love barbecue. We love everybody in it. And it's really special. I mean, there's some great people in barbecue, just to be honest. There are. And I really enjoy the people in it. I enjoy the times. When I go to a barbecue, I tell you what, as much as I like to cook, I tell you what, I love to see the people. I love to talk to people. It's just in me. Once it gets in you, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. Once the smoke gets in your veins, you're going to be hooked. When you start cooking, I tell you, there's not a day goes by. I guess barbecue is my profession now. I've been self-employed for many years, but it looks like I've turned in the tools, figuratively speaking, and picked up the tongs and the pits. You know, guys, I tell you, it really is amazing where the road takes you. And I really appreciate everything that people have done for me. Got to do some fantastic things, hoping to do some even bigger things soon. And that's just what it's all about. You know, barbecue is just phenomenal. You got so many guys out there competing week in and week out, taking their families with them. It's just like a vacation every weekend, but it's a work vacation. It's a lot of work to it, and that's how we roll, but we do love it. Okay, guys, let's see what we got here. Chat room has went down. Let's see if I can get it back up. Apologize about that. My callers are clear now. We've got some guests in the chat room. What's going on, guys? Maybe my callers will call back in. 347-202-0263. That is the number to call. Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. Lance Moore, West Texas Fitmaster, Sunday night, Chris Fulmer, Monday night, Lori Frazee, Tuesday night, Chris Chadwick, Wednesday night, John Rees, Thursday night, and either Daryl Mast, Friday night, or one of the show hosts covering a live event. You never know. You know, I started doing some of that a while back, and I hadn't done it recently since March. But I know Lori Frazee does that quite often now, too. I think she really enjoys doing it. And it's fun, especially it's hard to do when you're competing, especially on Friday night and you're trying to get everything ready to go, stuff prepped. It's tough. So Friday night's usually up in the air. No, just don't know who's going to be on, where they're going to be covered from. Always got some kind of excitement going on there. So there's a great bunch of people calling in. Great bunch of people calling in every night of the week, calling in, talking barbecue. And I tell you, I don't know why. I don't know what's happened. Let's see, I'm going to try this one more time. And guys, I'm going to talk a little more. We're going to finish it up a little early tonight, looks like. We'll see what we can do here. I don't know. It's just not working the way it's supposed to tonight, guys. And I apologize, but that's just how it works sometimes. And this it just happens that way, and we just make it, we just roll with it and try to make it work. Tell you what, we will try to get a this board up, because I always like, I don't like to play out like this. I like to roll with some callers, and I apologize, guys. Let me see what I can do, see if I can refresh this board a little more, reboot my computer or something. But, no, you know, barbecue is just so cool. Everything about it, from going to the events, the hometowns you go to, the places you go that they hold these events at, the rigs you see, the people you see, the food they cook. I like to go sample other people's food. You know, it's not that I'm trying to shig, or I just enjoy visiting and talking and taking. I love everybody else's food. I don't like mine, but I love everybody else. You know, the rigs they roll in on, the trucks they bringing them in on, the campsites, the campers they have, all the cool gadgets they bring out every week. They're coming up with so many different new things. I mean, the new flavors they're using. I tell you, I used some Collins Creek pecan rub the other day, and I'm telling you, it's just got a flavor all of its own, and I love it too, I'm telling you. Yeah, I just don't taste many bad rubs anymore. The rub market is so tough because there's so many great products, and it's all regional. You know, you get your product, you hit with it for a while, and I tell you, then you kind of slack off, and that's when you got to change it up a little bit, change your flavor profile, and bring in something else new. So products, flavor profiles, regions, they all change, and they continuously change, and that's why you've got so many new products coming out, so many products that you have. But I am thankful for all my sponsors. Guys, I really appreciate it, and that's what this show's about. I've got sponsors listening to the show all the time. I've got potential sponsors out there looking for other teams. You know, look at me, guys. I've got a lot of sponsors, and I'm not saying they're just going to sponsor one team and nowhere else. You know, they call in, talk a little barbecue. We'll see what we can do, see what we can come up with. But that's what it's all about. Representing products, going and having a great time, and just, you know, overall the best experience of a lifetime barbecuing. Let's see what we can do here. Here's something I want to listen to.
Perhaps he'll die upon this train. You can't
and sleeping in my grave. While he is sleeping in his grave, maybe your friends think I'm just a stranger. My face you never will see no more. But there is one promise that is given. I'll meet you home.
Tell you what, that's, I like that old movie, and I like that song. I tell you what, oh brother, where art thou? And I tell you, I guess we're going to have to close this out tonight a little early. I can't get this to work. I apologize. So, you know, that's just how it works sometimes. If you want to try and call back in, guys, we'll try it one more time. But I'm about to get a little double vision staring at this computer screen. 347-202-0263. Give her one more try. Call in. I'm going to kick this one more song off. If we can't get it working by then, we're just going to have to show it. We're going to have to wind it up a little early tonight. I apologize, but without you, I really don't have a show. That's why I say it. The show is all about you and the queue. I didn't schedule anything because I love to feed off all of you, the callers that love to call in, all my brothers and sisters of barbecue. We talk barbecue no matter whether it's Texas, IBCA, KCBS. I like them all. MBN, FBA. South Carolina Barbecue Association, Georgia Barbecue Association, doesn't matter, Tennessee Barbecue Association, it's all good. It's all good barbecue talk, and that's what we do. We like to support all barbecue, just not one or the other. People and the guys that say, well, I only cook this, well, guys, that's your loss. If you can't adapt and learn how to cook at all, then you're not a complete cook, and I'm sorry. I tell you, I just love to cook all styles, can. I love to learn to cook. I love to cook different things. That's what it's all about. So the more you learn to cook, the more you cook, the better cook you become. But I tell you what, guys, we're gonna do this one more time. We're going to play one more song. I don't know where she stops. Nobody knows. We're going to play a little, I don't know. And I'm going to try to get this board up and running where it will work. And I don't know what this is. I'm going to try to hit this up. Well, here's one. Let me just have a drink on me real quick. Let's do that. tell you what, guys, we've had a rough night tonight. This is just not wanting to cooperate at all. I do apologize. I do appreciate everybody that's called to try to call in. Some guys in the chat room, we appreciate them too. But evidently it's just not going to work like it needs to tonight. So I'm going to say thank you. I appreciate you calling in, trying to get through. Appreciate everybody listening in. You know, it's just one of those things. Sometimes it happens. We'll correct it. We'll make it work. I don't know, whatever I'll have to do. But I appreciate everybody calling in, guys. This is Chris Chapman from Let's Talk Smoke. We have always tried to give you a great show. We're going to work on a big show for next Wednesday night, that's for sure. We've got a big competition next Friday night, so we'll be talking about that. Also, we'll be talking about some other things. We're going to line up a all-star studded cast for next week. That is a fact. We're going to have a big time. We're going to let the smoke roll in a big way. And I tell you what, y'all have a great evening. Appreciate you calling in, but I'm going to finish this episode up tonight because I just can't get anything happening. Y'all have a great evening, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for calling in or trying to call in and listening in. This is Chris Chapman from Barbecue Superstars. This has been brought to you by BarbecueSuperstars.com. I do want to give a big shout-out to all my sponsors before I get off the air. Green Mountain Grills, Frontier Charcoal, Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser, Meat Rate, Grill Great, Maverick Industries, Cook Shack, Best One Tire of Jackson, Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, Junior's Rub for Grub, Sweet Smoke Q, TalkTexanBarbecue.com, Daigle's Barbecue Sauces, and I hope I hadn't forgotten anybody. I do appreciate everybody calling in, listening in, and y'all have a great evening, and we will work this out and get it going next week again. Y'all have a great night. We will talk again soon. This is Chris Chadwick of Hall County Cookers Competition Barbecue Team, Barbecue Pit Masters. Let's Talk Smoke. We let the smoke roll. Y'all have a great evening. Have a good night.